2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, hello there. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. There is some light rain around Salt Lake City. It's 84 degrees. KSL's top story. Fireworks go on sale tomorrow. The governor and state fire leaders are reminding all of us that Utah is a tinderbox. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
You can buy fireworks starting tomorrow.
But I want to emphasize that they aren't legal to discharge until July 2nd.
And even when they are legal, several cities have firework restrictions, including much of the east and west sides of Salt Lake City and along the Jordan River.
If you're open to just skipping fireworks, it's a great year to do that.
Salt Lake City Fire Chief Carl Lieb says if you're caught...
The illegal use of fireworks is an infraction. It's associated with a fine of up to $1,000.
City leaders were also on hand encouraging people to attend the public fireworks shows this year.
Enjoy those fireworks that are done in a safe manner, the safest manner they can be done.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Federal coronavirus money to the rescue in Utah County, where the county commission has decided to fund 10 separate water projects with most of the funding from the American Rescue Plan.
The commission approved $50 million for both upgrades and new water projects. Provo, Orem, and Santa Quinn are among the cities receiving several million dollars, while Eagle Mountain and Genola are getting a few hundred thousand for their projects.
KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reporting the county still has another $60 million worth of federal COVID money left to spend by 2025. Air Tracker, a first-of-its-kind online tool, is now available for public use. It allows users to track the source of air pollution wafting over your house.
Do you know where local air pollution comes from? Salt Lake City joins Houston and Pittsburgh in utilizing a unique pollution tracking online tool. According to Deseret News, Air Tracker uses public data to calculate pollution from fine particles in the air and determine where they came from. Faculty from the University of Utah partnered with the Environmental Defense Fund and Carnegie Mellon University to develop the tool. They are looking for more ways to understand everything they can about air pollution. Andrew Gordon, KSL News Radio.
Utah state employees are getting a raise, not enough to cover inflation, but starting this weekend, they get a 3.5% cost of living adjustment. At a town hall with state workers, Governor Cox said he's working to do more. The inflation rate is more than double the 3.5% pay hike. President Biden isn't happy with the Supreme Court's ruling today on concealed weapons. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the high court struck down a century-old New York state law limiting the right to carry a concealed firearm. The court ruling that the Second Amendment of the Constitution presumes a right to carry a firearm. President Biden says the ruling contradicts both common sense and the Constitution.
It's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately.
The president saying the nation must do more, not less, to protect people and repeated his call for Americans to make their voices heard on gun safety, saying lives are on the line. American adults are now less hesitant to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
Back in December of 2020, only one in three adults said they were eager to get the shot. Today, nearly 90% of adults have gotten at least one shot.
White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says the vaccines are also safe for kids. He says tens of millions of children around the world have now received vaccines. Juul, once a name synonymous with vaping, is being ordered by the FDA to stop selling its products over safety concerns. The FDA is banning Juul's products over conflicting data about their safety and potentially harmful chemicals that users could be ingesting. The company disagrees with the findings, saying it will explore all of its options under the FDA's regulations and the law. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah doctors are applauding the FDA decision to ban Juul products. University of Utah pulmonologist Dr. Sean Callahan says Juul and other e-cigarettes are highly addictive to growing kids and teens' brains.
In addition to that, there are quite a bit of lines of research that suggest they increase infection rates, so people can get pneumonias, can get other infections, upper respiratory tract infections.
He thinks the FDA zeroed in on Juul because of their past aggressive marketing techniques. KSL News Time 3:35, creepiest news in a long time. Amazon has announced Alexa devices will soon be able to do impersonations. All you have to do is talk for a minute or play a solid minute of another person talking, and Alexa will be able to speak in their voice, even if they're dead. Now, I miss my dad. I would give anything for one more conversation. I just never envisioned that it would be, you need to buy more Better Belly dog bones. Would you like to reorder? But that's what Amazon appears to have in mind for the near future. KSL News Time 3:36. Ricky Meese is here with a quick check on traffic.
We do have a crash in Davis County. It's affecting both directions of traffic in the left lane, 1800 North at 2100 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.